Imagine you're a business owner, right? And you've poured your heart and soul into your business, and not to mention a cool $1.27 million, and then you miss a deadline to renew your lease by just over a month, and you lose everything.
Oof.
Like, that's got to be devastating, right?
Right.
And that's exactly what happens in this case we're going to be looking at today, United Properties versus Walgreen Properties, back in 2003.
Yeah, it's a really interesting case because it kind of highlights the difference between following the letter of the law versus,
Right.
what's fair.
Yeah, fairness, right.
Exactly.
So let's just get right into it, right? So
Yep.
we've got a commercial property in Albuquerque, New Mexico,
Okay.
a 20-year lease that started back in the 1960s with 6 5-year renewal options.
Wow, that's a long time.
Right. Sounds pretty straightforward.
It
But,
is always a but, right?
well, in this case, there's a big but.
Yeah.
There's a 3-month notice requirement for renewal. And you guessed it, they missed it.
They missed the
They
deadline.
sure did. So their deadline was September 30 in 1999 to renew the lease.
Got it.
But they didn't actually end up notifying Walgreen Properties until November 9th.
So
Yeah.
that's like what? More than a month late?
It was 39 days late, to be exact.
Oh, 39 days, so not just like a little slip up.
Yeah, not ideal. And to add, a little bit more fuel to the fire,
Yeah.
UPL, United Properties, had put like a lot of money into this property, right?
Okay.
Over $1.27 million in improvements.
Wow.
And on top of that, they had subtenants.
So other businesses.
Exactly.
Okay.
Casa Chevrolet, Ford Leasing, Pacific Eatery, all rely on this lease to, keep their businesses going.
Yeah, so there's a lot at stake here.
There's a lot at stake. You've got like a missed deadline.
Yeah.
You've got this huge financial investment that's like hanging in the balance.
Right.
And you've got all these other businesses that are like depending on this lease.
So what happened when it went to court?
So the district court, they actually sided with UPL.
Really?
They granted them equitable relief.
So they basically said, you know what? We're going to ignore the missed deadline.
Yeah, they said the circumstances just,
Yeah.
it wouldn't be fair to just,
Right.
hold them to that.
Okay. Interesting.
But of course, that's not where the story ends.
There's always an appeal.
Yeah, so the Court of Appeals reversed the decision.
Oh,
And
wow.
they sided with Walgreen Properties.
So they were not messing around with that deadline.
So they took a very strict interpretation
Yeah.
of the contract.
Okay. So what was their reasoning? Like, why be so harsh?
Well, they essentially said, look, contracts are meant to be followed, right?
Right.
Sign it, you're bound by it.
Yeah.
And they felt that, like, courts shouldn't be in the business of bailing people out
Okay.
just because they mess up, even
Yeah.
if it leads to a result that,
Might seem unfair.
might seem really harsh.
Yeah.
So they're like, you snooze, you lose, essentially.
Wow. Okay. So, like, no room for error.
No room for error.
But what about, like, the investment UPL made in the property? Like, all that money they put in and the subtenants and all that? Did that not matter to the court at all?
Well, that's where things get a little bit more complex, I guess you could say,
Okay.
because the dissenting opinion, so not all the judges agreed with this. The dissenting opinion really did focus on that,
They
right?
did.
They said that, this would essentially be a windfall for Walgreen Properties,
Okay.
right? They would get all these improvements that UPL had put in basically for free.
Yeah, that doesn't seem quite right.
But the majority opinion, they countered that by saying,
Okay.
they actually cited a legal maxim
No,
here.
here we go.
They said, equity aids the vigilant, not those who slumber on their rights.
Okay, so basically saying you got to be on top of your game.
Exactly.
You can't just sleep on your rights and then expect the court to help you out.
Exactly. And they felt that, upholding contracts, even in cases like this where it seems a little bit harsh,
Yeah.
is actually crucial for making sure that the business world, like, runs smoothly.
Okay, so that's a good point. Like, you
Yeah.
need to have that certainty
Yeah.
in
So it's
contracts.
like, we got this classic legal battle going on here, right?
Right.
You've got like strict contract enforcement on the one hand,
Yeah.
and then you've got this idea of fairness and like avoiding an unjust outcome on the other.
Right.
So how did UPL like fight back against this? Like, what was their argument?
Well, good question.
Did they just like throw in the towel?
They did not. They made a pretty strong argument. It
Right?
basically said, look, if you stick to this deadline, it's going to be super unfair
Yeah.
and it's going to result in what we call a forfeiture. Like, they're going to lose something that they already had. Basically, Walgreens going to get $1.27 million in improvements for free. And They pointed to something called the forfeiture doctrine, which
Interesting.
basically says that courts should be very careful when one party benefits a lot
Yeah.
from a small mistake that the other party made.
I see. So they're basically saying, come on, this is like a technicality.
Exactly.
We were a little late, but
Yeah.
like, don't punish us this harshly.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
So we've got two very different sides here. One saying, stick to the contract.
Right.
The other one saying, hey, this is not fair.
It's not fair.
And the dissenting opinion, it sounds like they really took that forfeiture argument to heart.
Yeah, they did. And they even used another legal maxim. They said, equity abhors forfeiture.
Ooh, another one.
I know, right?
So what does that one mean?
So basically, it means that courts really don't like it when someone loses something they already have
Okay.
because of like a minor mistake or a technicality.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right. And they pointed to UPL's, long history at the property. They'd been there for a long time.
Decades, yeah.
They were good tenants. And they said the harm that they would suffer
Right.
would just be way bigger than any problem that Walgreens would have from, having to wait a little bit or
Right.
whatever.
So they're really emphasizing the imbalance, the disproportionate impact
Yeah,
here.
they're saying it's not proportional, right?
Exactly.
This is like a small thing for you, but a huge thing for us.
Interesting. So we've got all these legal maxims flying
I
around.
know, it's like a legal maxim party.
Equity aids the vigilant.
Yeah.
Equity abhors forfeiture.
It's like learning a new language.
Right.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners here?
Well, I think the takeaway is that this case really highlights the tension, right,
Yeah.
between these different legal principles. Like,
Yeah.
how do you balance
Yeah.
the need to uphold contracts and
Right.
the desire to be fair?
Fairness. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's something that courts grapple with all the time.
All the time.
And what makes it even trickier in this case
Yeah.
is this distinction between forfeiture and an unexercised option.
Okay, I gotta admit, I'm a little lost on that one.
Yeah, so let's break that down.
Yeah, let's break that down because I think
Yeah.
it's a really important point. But what's the difference and why does it matter in this particular case?
Okay, so forfeiture is basically when you lose a right that you already have,
Got it.
whereas an option, an unexercised option, means you haven't gotten that right yet.
Okay,
So in
that's
this
it.
case, the question is, did UPL forfeit their right to renew by missing the deadline? Or did they just never exercise their option to renew because they missed that deadline?
I see.
It's subtle, but it's really important.
Yeah, that is a really subtle distinction.
Yeah.
So how did the court like interpret that difference and what does it mean for the rest of us like trying to figure out contract law?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and it's something that we're going to dive into even deeper as we go through this case.
And I think it raises a really interesting question that I'm sure our listeners are thinking about right now.
I bet they are. Like, what if the delay had been just one day instead of 39? You
Right.
know, would that have changed things?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
And I think it really highlights how sometimes deadlines in the law can seem kind of arbitrary.
Right?
Like, does 39 days really make that much of a difference versus like, one day
Yeah.
makes you think about like, could they have avoided this whole mess if they had just drafted the contract a little bit differently?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way a contract is written can really have a huge impact on how these situations play out. Like,
Yeah.
what if they had put in a grace period for the renewal notices or, maybe a cure provision?
Right, so they could like fix the mistake if they messed up.
Exactly. And it's something that, lawyers and anyone who deals with contracts should think about.
Yeah, it's like having a safety net
Yeah,
built
exactly.
right into the contract.
Right.
So I guess like zooming out a little bit, what are the bigger implications of this case for like the legal world?
Well, I think this case really shows that, you can't always rely on a court to step in and fix things,
Yeah.
even if it seems like a situation where it would be fair to do so.
Right.
The court here was basically saying that, we're not going to rewrite contracts
Right.
just because somebody made a mistake. And that's especially important in an area like commercial real estate.
Right, where there's like lots of money involved.
Yeah, exactly. You've got big deals, long-term
It's
commitments,
high stakes.
high
So it's
stakes.
like a cautionary tale for anyone who's, involved in these kinds of transactions.
Absolutely.
Got to be careful, got to dot your I's, cross your T's.
Yep, and understand what you're signing.
Yeah.
Don't just skim through it.
So for all the law students out there who are listening to this, what are some key takeaways from this case that they should keep in mind as they go out into the world and start practicing law?
I think the biggest one is that attention to detail is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Missing deadlines can have really serious consequences.
Yeah.
Even if they seem minor.
Yeah, like 39 days.
39 days.
Yeah.
And while sometimes a court might be willing to give you some relief.
Right.
It's not something you can count on.
You can't bank on it.
No.
So it really is better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
And get things right the first time.
This whole deep dive has been really interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating, right?
Right.
This case, it just shows how complicated things can get when you're dealing with contract law.
It does.
And equity and, you know, trying to balance fairness with, like, the strict rules of contracts.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about.
It is a lot to think about.
But before we wrap things up, yeah. Is there anything else our listeners should keep in mind when they're dealing with contracts?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, contracts are about relationships, right?
Right. It's like an agreement between people.
Exactly. And while we have these legal principles to guide us, you know, it's important to approach things with a sense of fairness and good faith.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to be trying to take advantage of someone just because, you know, there's a technicality in the contract.
Exactly.
It's about finding solutions that work for everyone.
Right. While still respecting the legal framework that we have.
Exactly.
So... yeah, it's all about finding that balance.
Finding that balance.
Yeah.
It really makes you think, like, what if they had just, you know, been a little more on top of things?
Right.
Missed that deadline. Cost them big time.
It did. And I think the court really wanted to emphasize that, you know,
yeah.
Equity, it helps those who are paying attention, who are proactive.
Right.
Not those who just kind of let things slip through the cracks.
Yeah. It's like they were saying, look, we understand mistakes happen.
Yeah.
But you got to be diligent, especially with contracts.
Especially with contracts. Yeah, those are serious business.
Makes you wonder what was going on over at UPL, right? Like, during those 39 days, did they just forget? Was there, like, a miscommunication?
Yeah, who knows what their internal processes were like.
Right.
But it definitely highlights the need for good systems, mm-hmm. for tracking deadlines, making sure things get done on time.
Yeah, a calendar reminder could have saved them a lot of heartache.
Seriously, a $1.27 million calendar reminder.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go set a few extra alerts right now just to be safe.
Me too. Probably a good idea.
But it's not just about being organized, right?
Yeah.
It's also about understanding what you're signing.
Oh, absolutely. You can't just skim through a contract and sign on the dotted line.
Yeah, you got to really know what you're getting into.
Yeah, this case really shows how important it is to not only read those contracts carefully, but to get legal advice.
Right. Make sure you understand all those little details, all those clauses and deadlines.
Yeah, because one little oversight can snowball into a huge problem.
It's like the old saying, measure twice, cut once.
Exactly.
But in this case, it's more like read twice, sign once.
And even then, sometimes things go wrong.
Yeah, and the court might not always be able to help.
Right. The law has its limits.
And this is something that applies to everyone, right? Not just big companies.
Absolutely. We can all make mistakes.
So yeah, be careful out there, folks.
Get that legal advice. It's worth it.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything on United Properties versus Walgreen Properties.
We did a deep dive, that's for sure.
A deep dive indeed. And I think we came up with some really important takeaways.
Yeah, we talked about contracts, equity, fairness. It's complicated stuff.
It is. But I think our listeners are walking away with a better understanding of how it all works.
Hopefully so.
So as we wrap up this episode, just remember, when it comes to contracts, vigilance is key.
Absolutely.
Be careful, be informed, and if you're not sure, get some legal advice.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That's all for this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.